The statute for a European company was adopted on the 8th of October 2004, allowing formation of a special type of European company, a Societas Europaea, or SE. An SE is a company which is an entity for residents of EU member states, with a presence in more than one EU member state. The SE will be taxed according to the law of the member state in which it is resident. Each SE has to be registered in one member state, and the regulations are structured so that the rules applying to an SE are in many cases identical to the law applicable to public companies in the member state of registration. Therefore, an SE registered in Great Britain will operate under broadly the same legal framework as a PLC. The idea is that companies operating in more than one member state now have the chance to be established as a single company under community law. This will mean that they are able to operate throughout the EU with one set of rules and a unified management and reporting system, rather than all the different national laws of each member state where they have subsidiaries. An SE can be formed by a merger of public companies with registered offices and head offices in the EC, by formation of an SE as a holding company to acquire public or private limited companies with registered offices and head offices in the EC, by formation of an SE as a subsidiary whose share capital is subscribed for by public or private limited companies with registered offices and head offices in the EC, and by the transformation of an existing public company with a registered office and head office in the EC, provided that it has had a subsidiary company in another member state for at least 2 years. In each case, at least two of the existing companies involved must be governed by the laws of different member states. In the case of transformation, the SE must register in the same member state as the original public company. The rules we will look at in this lecture apply to formation of an SE on or after the 1st of April 2005. If a Societas Europaea transfers its registered office to the UK, it is treated as UK resident for tax purposes, and remains so even if it subsequently transfers its registered office outside the UK. If a company ceases to be UK resident following the formation of an SE by merger, the corporation tax self-assessment provisions continue to apply in relation to returns, liabilities, etc., before that time, as if the company was still UK resident, or, if the company has ceased to exist, as if the SE were the company. The same applies if an SE transfers its registered office from the UK and ceases to be UK resident. We will now look at some of the rules relating to the tax treatment on formation of an SE. An SE can be formed by merger. We need special rules to deal with the capital gains tax position. Section 140E TCGA 1992 applies if an SE is formed by the merger of EU companies, not all of which are resident in the same member state, where Section 139 TCGA 1992 does not apply. Qualifying transferred assets are transferred on a no gain, no loss basis. A qualifying transferred asset is an asset transferred to the SE as part of the merger, subject to the following conditions. The transferor must be UK resident at the time of transfer, or be carrying on a trade in the UK through a permanent establishment in the UK, such that gains on asset disposals immediately before the transfer would form part of profits chargeable to corporation tax. Secondly, the SE must be UK resident on formation, or carry on a trade in the UK through a permanent establishment in the UK, such that gains on asset disposals immediately before the transfer would form part of profits chargeable to corporation tax. This treatment is only allowed if the formation is for bona fide commercial reasons and not part of a scheme or arrangement to avoid corporation tax, capital gains tax, or income tax. Clearance can be applied for under Section 138 TCGA 1992. Where two other conditions are met, Section 140F TCGA 1992 provides for allowable losses arising in the UK resident company on the transfer to be deducted from the gain arising. In addition, the transfer is treated as giving rise to a single gain. The conditions are that a UK resident company transfers to a company resident in another member state all assets and liabilities relating to a business which the UK company carried on through a permanent establishment in a member state other than the UK, and secondly, that the UK company chargeable gains on the transfer exceed any allowable losses. Relief from capital gains tax is given at shareholder level by following the rules of Section 136 TCGA 1992. Again, the bona fide commercial reasons test applies. Where an SE is formed by the merger of EU companies, not all of which are resident in the same member state, where Section 818 of the Corporation Tax Act 2009 on company reconstructions does not apply, transfers of qualifying IFAs are treated as being tax neutral. An asset is a qualifying transferred asset if it is transferred as part of the process of the merger and it is a chargeable intangible asset in relation to the transferer immediately before the transfer, and it is a chargeable intangible asset in relation to the transferee immediately after the transfer. The formation of the SE must be for bona fide commercial reasons and not part of a scheme or arrangement, the main purpose or one of the main purposes of which is the avoidance of tax. Where an SE is formed by the merger of EU companies, not all of which are resident in the same member state, and either the SE is resident in the UK or the SE is not resident in the UK, but is within the charge to corporation tax under Section 5 of CTA 2009, the transfer in the course of the merger of an asset or liability which represents a loan relationship shall usually be disregarded, except the transferer and the transferee companies of an asset or liability which represents a loan relationship are deemed to be the same company, thus allowing the transfer to be treated in the same way as that between two UK companies. If the transferer company uses fair value accounting for the loan relationship, the transfer is not disregarded. Both the transferer and transferee companies must apply a fair value basis. These rules only apply if the formation of an SE by merger is affected for bona fide commercial reasons and it does not form part of a scheme or arrangements the main purpose of which, or one of the main purposes, is avoiding liability to corporation tax, capital gains tax or income tax. Advance clearance can be applied for. Similar rules apply to derivatives. The rules giving special treatment for capital allowance purposes apply to circumstances in which Section 140E TCGA 1992 is in point, as set out earlier. They also apply to a merger forming an SE that falls within Section 139. The transfer of a qualifying asset does not give rise to an allowance or charge under the Capital Allowances Act 2001. An asset is a qualifying asset if it is transferred to the SE in the merger. In addition, the transferer and transferee SE must be UK resident, or the asset must be an asset of their permanent UK establishment. The effect is that the transferee stands in the shoes of the transferer in relation to the assets, and the company reconstructions without change of ownership rules in Section 940 of CTA 2010. We will now look at the rules relating to groups on formation of an SE. For CGT purposes, if the principal company of a group becomes an SE, then that group, plus any group of which the SE is a member on formation, is regarded as the same for the purposes of the group provisions. Similar provisions apply for IFA purposes. Section 116 TCGA 1992 on reorganisations is extended to take account of mergers falling within Section 140E, set out in an earlier lecture. The rules in Section 140 TCGA 1992 relating to the postponement of gains on transfer of assets to a non-UK company have been amended to take account of SEs. The transfer of securities to the SE is disregarded for the purposes of Section 140 subsection 4, under which deferred gains are brought into charge on a disposal of securities. The SE is treated as the transferor company, firstly on any subsequent disposal of the securities, and secondly on a disposal by the transferee company of assets to which Section 140 subsection 5 applies, i.e. the six-year rule for bringing deferred gains back into charge on relevant asset disposals. Amendments have been made to the holdover rules for depreciating assets for mergers forming an SE within Section 140E. The transfer to an SE of the replacement asset or shares in a company holding that asset are disregarded for the purposes of Section 154 subsection 2 TCGA 1992, which determines the earliest time at which the held-over gain on the original asset accrues, and an SE holding asset number 2 is treated as the claimant for those purposes. If the SE holds shares in the company holding asset number 2, the rules in Section 175 TCGA 1992 on replacement of business assets by group members apply as if the SE's group is the same as any group of which the claimant was a member before the SE's formation. In a merger forming an SE within Section 140E, if a member of a group, Group 1, ceases to exist, and assets or group member shares are transferred to the SE, the company which has ceased to exist, or the group member shares transferred, are not treated as having left Group 1. The SE and the company that has ceased to exist are treated as the same company, and if the SE is a member of a group, Group 2, following its formation, a company that was a member of Group 1 and became a member of Group 2 due to the SE's formation will be treated as if both groups were the same. The rules on pre-entry capital losses have been extended to include SEs. That concludes this section on Societas Europaeas and concludes all of the lectures on this module.